Obgonas.
Hello, my people. How on a day? This is the voice of Ajita Abayomi Paul, the longest man on the microphone center. Arsenal's number one. And I know, so you know, saying I may still be your favorite local man. Anywhere you listen from, this not the best pigeon podcast ever. We'll be up Gunners NG, also the unofficial pigeon podcast of every Arsenal fan worldwide. I'm just here to give you small talk on the issue of the current braha where they go out for inside the world of football. Will be about the European Super League palaver. That'll be a small issue for inside Europe. As the best clubs for inside Europe, the big clubs, the likes of Real Madrid, Barcelona, the people who be saying at them, they make the calls for inside Europe. They say they want separate, come out for inside UEFA Champions League. They want form their own European Super League. We'll be saying that money go the flow, they enter for them. Just for participating, any club who participate could get 310 million euros. And for winning, they will get over 500 million euros. When if it's even person will win Champions League 7, like 100 million in the collect. This money gap difference is too much. You can't drag like 12 clubs together, namely Real Madrid, Manchester United, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur, AC Milan, Juventus, Inter Milan. They drag all of them together, but them being one of 15 clubs, be the founding members of the European Super League. Be like, say, clubs like Dortmund, PSG, and Bayern Munich, them say them, they no go get hard for inside that kind of team. Sake of say, you go kill football. Them say, because you no get to qualify to the competition as a founding member, as long as say, you dear part of the people, see them found the competition together. Any year with their own player, you must always they come play. You do well for your league or you don't do well. So true that one, it'd be like say you go feel ruined football, because the dream of every club not to play for the biggest stage. And to play for the biggest stage, you must perform well at the previous season before you can play for the previous stage. Just like the way Leicester come from relegation, enter inside Premier League, enter top four, carry league, then go play Champions League again. And the dream of every football club be that. But now they realize the big clubs now, they want to collaborate everything, they want me everything they their hand. But more look at from another angle. The old first division, now from there this new Premier League take break come out. Yes, we go fit talk say teams they feel relegate, teams they feel promote. But more don't forget say this grid whether they use the talk say these people one bring European Super League are they involved in. Say they say greed did their eye. They say their eye today is choke for money. Now the same way the eyes of the people, the clubs, the founding members of Premier League today choke for money. We could not forget. That's why them break come out for inside the old first division. The same way UEFA create Nations League. The same way UEFA they propose to expand the Champions League to 36 teams. And also to expand the Europa League, and also to create another competition that they call Europa League Conference. When it is a teams who don't qualify for Champions League and Europa League from their league table, they go go that one. It will be the third tier of European football. All this ones have not to gather money, so they're not supposed to talk here. The teams for the Super League now money them be all about. No, you're not supposed to come out from FIFA mat at all. My one I say, may they just conquer for that level. May they just keep quiet. May they make sure for that level. If they want to fight the corruption, may they fight her. May they know they talk, say, and because of money, and I make some kind of teams, and they want to come out for inside Europa, UEFA Champions League, go form their own. Because that talk, I know we talk way sweet at all. Because now the same greed, I make them go find new competition in Nations League. And also the expand Champions League, Europa League, and also to create a Europa League, Europa Conference League. So we then just forget that talk about money. Also, this the way that they fight this European Super League. So if not the same energy, now they carry give racism and the way officials they perform poorly for inside competitions. Me, I'm very sure say racism don't go now.
And I won't knock players who say their club inside the European Super League, ban lifetime ban, so they're not going to play for Euros, they're not going to play for their various continental cups, they're not going to play for World Cup. But when I just give just only 10 match ban to play with the confirm, say, now racist team be, that one will be Juroso. A player will be say, he abide by the contract where he signed, the professional contract where he signed. And I won't punish him because in club, because of the situation, we say, no, be him maker, and in club maker. But una, nothing punish person. We say he call person monkey for top field, and I'm nothing punish. We say he call person use racial slur on person. Also, this energy, and I'm nothing channel him into the way referee they misbehave. Referees that they do obvious errors. No, we shall not be mistake again. They do obvious call obvious bad calls. They make decision. We say decisions. We say koro like this. We say I'm saying this decision they wrong, but una. No fi hammer them. No fi carry this ledger man so that they carry come outside to take Naka these people where they want form Europa Super League. No fi carry them to take Naka the people who say they do bad things for inside the world of football. Financial fair play rule they there. Then on no fi uphold that one. But na Europa Super League na there on a bone strong UEFA. Things no really they, you know, if na so it they be, you know really they go well. This the same energy for every bad team. After all, UEFA and FIFA, we don't see over the years, say they be corrupt institution. Former UEFA boss, Michel Platini, and former FIFA boss, Michel Platini, and Sepp Blatter, who is former FIFA boss. The two of them now pursue them, come out, charge them, go court for corruption. And that corruption don't they institutionalize. You don't they inside the institution, you know, go there easy to come out. We know all this one. So maybe they forget to talk about greed. But for me, I don't think say it okay. Maybe say the people say that they call, that they make the calls for inside Europe just gather to form new competition and they're not going to qualify from their various leagues. No, you're not supposed to do like that. At least if you go form something like that, they're not supposed to qualify, but when I feel just okay, the founding members, blah blah blah, then I go find a way UEFA go fit absorb that competition into their calendar. May you just bench your Champions League, can become the second tier, just like that. Because competition we don't really qualify to, we say no feel relegated from. Then that will not be competition again. Now money sharing competition be that. Not be competition again. And I wonder where UEFA why UEFA they give these clubs most of money. Because we don't say the money they grab. Maybe that now one of the reasons why the clubs they want separate come out from inside UEFA. Because they feel say them supposed to collect money past waiting UEFA they give them. The truth be say everybody just got to sit down for round table, maybe then discuss this thing. Because last, if now one ban players, it go affect football in a negative way. More just look what thing go happen, more look what thing go shell. We don't say last, the dust go settle. I will go see a waiting day under waiting day hidden. We will go see everything clear. Because I don't forget, see, my name is Nasila Jide Abaya Paul. That me be the longest man on the microphone center. That me be Arsenal's number one. And that me still be on a favorite vocal man. Until next time, where I'm going to bring my 2 cents and my own opinion on top of this podcast. My people, make you enjoy.
Up, Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.